You're listening to SBS News.
Measuring peace in a complex world. Peacefulness is defined as the absence of violence or fear of violence, free from war, strife, commotion or disorder. The 15th Annual Global Peace Index is out, produced by the Institute of Economics and Peace. It found that only 3 of the 9 regions in the world became more peaceful over the past year. The global report ranks 163 countries, independent states and territories, according to their level of peacefulness. It covers 99.7% of the world's population, using 23 qualitative and quantitative indicators, measuring the state of peace across 3 domains: the level of societal safety and security, the extent of ongoing conflict, and the degree of militarization. This year's index also found 87 countries improved in peacefulness, whilst 73 deteriorated. Thomas Morgan, the Associate Director of Research at the Institute of Economics and Peace, explains why Australia dropped down the order to a ranking of 16th.
Down from 14th place as a result of an increase in militarization, increase in military expenditure as a percentage of GDP, and an increase in weapons imports and weapons exports as well.
Iceland remains the most peaceful country in the world, a position it has held since 2008. It is joined at the top of the index by New Zealand, Denmark, Portugal and Slovenia. Institute for Economics and Peace founder and executive chairman Steve Killalay explains why.
There's a number of attitudes, institutions and structures which are associated with highly peaceful societies. So they come back to things like how well functioning the government is, come back to the strength of the business environment, a free flow of information that can be epitomised by a free press, high levels of human capital, how equitable the distribution of resources is through the society, and how acceptance we are of other people's rights. All these come together in a systemic way.
8 of the top 10 countries are located in Europe. Singapore has dropped out of the top 10, replaced by Ireland, which improved by 3 places. Analysis estimates the economic impact of violence increased in 2020 to $14.96 trillion. Meanwhile, the death toll from terrorism has declined for the 6th consecutive year. 90 countries recorded increased terror activity, while only 50 registered lower levels of terrorism. After a 2014 peak during the Syrian civil war, total terror-related deaths have fallen every year for the last 6 years. US Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, warns ongoing conflicts and crises cannot be ignored.
After 10 years of war, Syria is the world's largest refugee crisis. There are now 6.6 million Syrian refugees. The idea that we would allow more suffering in a region looking to the international community for solidarity and hope is just gut-wrenching.
Experts warn of a new wave of tension and uncertainty as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and rising tensions between major powers. The full impact of the pandemic on peacefulness remains to be seen. The report shows some forms of violence have declined, but growing unease with lockdowns and economic uncertainty resulted in an increase of civil unrest last year. Mr. Killalay says over 5,000 pandemic-related violent events were recorded between January 2020 and April 2021.
The pandemic has affected the political stability of many countries. It's also increased the number of violent demonstrations, but it's not the only cause of violent demonstrations. So we did see gains in peacefulness at the very outbreak of the lockdowns, and that was caused because people weren't going out as much. So things like homicide, violent crime, actually battlefield deaths, internal conflicts, they all improved somewhat. But what we've noticed is they've now bounced back to pre-pandemic levels.
The report's researchers found nearly 85% of Asian Australians reported at least one instance of discrimination throughout 2020. New accounts show other minority groups are becoming hate victims, such as Indian and Sri Lankan Muslims. Ahead of World Refugee Day, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres highlighted the impact of discrimination and war.
War, violence and persecution have forced more than 80 million people around the world to flee their homes, leaving everything behind to save themselves and their families. But we need more support from states, the private sector, communities and individuals if we are to move together towards a more inclusive future free of discrimination.
At the bottom of the index, Afghanistan is the least peaceful country for the fourth consecutive year, followed by Yemen, Syria, South Sudan and Iraq. All except Yemen have been ranked amongst the five least peaceful nations since 2015, while Afghanistan has been ranked among the three least peaceful nations since 2010. UN Yemen mediator Martin Griffiths says there has been no progress after 3 years of trying to broker an end to the conflict.
I hope very, very much indeed that we will soon hear a different turn of fate for Yemen. Ending a war is a choice. Only a negotiated political settlement can truly turn the tide in Yemen, and sustainable peace is what is needed.
The Middle East and North Africa still remain the least peaceful regions in the world. The largest regional deterioration occurred in North America. The primary driver was a deterioration of safety and security. Mr. Killalay says growing civil unrest in the United States led to more criminality and violent demonstrations.
Well, if we look at North America, it contains two countries. Obviously, one being Canada, which slightly improved, then the United States, which had a steep drop. And it dropped off a whole range of different indicators. So even things like homicide, increased violent crime, demonstrations were worse, political instability was up, as was the political state-sponsored terror or political terror.
The number of violent demonstrations rose in 61 countries since 2008, and there was a 244% increase globally in riots, general strikes, and anti-government demonstrations. Across 145 countries, violence is cited as the biggest risk to daily safety in nearly a third of them, and is the second most cited risk globally behind road accidents. When asked if humans are capable of achieving global peacefulness, Mr. Killalay says it is a complex question with an answer of hope, but no guarantees.
The world is becoming more peaceful over time. Certainly, if you went back to prehistoric times, about a third of people died violently. Peace is a relative concept, and it's only compared to something else. And so even the most peaceful societies have pockets and areas which are really violent. Even the most violent societies have areas which are relatively peaceful. What we need to do is sort of be realistic about it and think, how do we get 5, 10, 15% improvements in peace? And then we can start to think about what's the next stage.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.